Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 245 of Heroes Unlimited. We are still in the Major Abilities section, discussing Alter Physical Structure, Ice. And yesterday, I was perhaps a bit agitated about this power. We perhaps became mired in some rules issues that were dry and complex and subtle, but today I feel alert, exhilarated, because the game is afoot. We have a mystery to solve, a mystery that comes to us in the form of a perplexing illustration. You can find this illustration on my Instagram. I am, of course, MegaDumbcast on Instagram. But for those of you who are perhaps driving and do not wish to Instagram at the same time, for which I commend you, allow me to submit the visual evidence in verbal form so that you can follow my train of deduction for the rest of this podcast. This is a picture of a young woman, a conventionally attractive young woman in a snowy landscape. She's wearing a peculiar costume, jaunty, slouch, cuffed boots and gloves, over thigh-high stockings, and an undershirt. Both the stockings and the shirt sleeves have openings in them, in the knees and the elbows, respectively. I don't know that there is such a term in fashion as a peekaboo knee, but if there is, then that's what's on display here. A peekaboo knee and an insouciant peekaboo elbow. The next layer of clothing is a swimsuit-like garment, along with a belt holding up the thigh-high stockings. We can't see all of this one-piece bathing suit-like garment, because the woman in the picture is, of course, turned away from us. As is comic book tradition, she is presented in an improbable pose that gives us a view of her conventionally attractive full-lipped face, her largely exposed posterior, and her left breast. Both breasts would, of course, have been preferable from an artistic perspective, but such a position would actually break her spine, somewhat detracting from the erotic effect. Nonetheless, even from this partial side view of this young woman's left breast, we cannot help but notice that her nipples, nay, let us not jump to conclusions, at least one of her nipples, her left one, is hard. Despite the fact that she is an ice heroine here in the Alter Physical Structure, ice section, and is immune to the cold, and therefore should not display this human physiological reaction to the temperature. This, then, is the case of the pointy nipple. Now, I could complain about this seeming inconsistency, or I could gird my loins and pursue a solution, and so I shall do. I began my investigation, as I do all serious investigations, with the two-step method of Googling for information, and then following a link to the Cosmo magazine website, that boon to investigators around the world. From there, I was linked to a webpage with the information that I sought, healthline.com/health/women's-health/y-r-my-nipples-hard. A URL you will, of course, want to record for your future reference. Healthline's helpful list offers a number of reasons why a nipple might become hard, and so I set about eliminating possibilities. Number one, allergy or sensitivity, possibly a soap or shower gel, triggered an allergic reaction that made the nipple sensitive to rough clothing. We can eliminate this possibility, for upon closer inspection, we see that the young woman depicted here has no pupils in her eyes. This, along with the crackle of power at her hand, indicates that her powers are engaged, which means that her flesh is currently made of ice. This ice would, of course, not display the tactile sensitivity of human flesh, and would therefore be susceptible neither to an allergic reaction nor to the consequent sensitivity. The plot thickens. Menopause is another possibility, but the woman depicted here is far too young for that. Another possible culprit would be a piercing, in the usual case. However, in this case, the artist has helpfully depicted this woman in such tight clothing that I have no doubt that any nipple piercing would be immediately apparent to us. Indeed, I think that if this young woman had had a very large lunch, we would be able to see that clearly in this outfit, given its fit, which turns out to be relevant because another possible culprit in the case of the pointy nipple is pregnancy. However, at the stage of pregnancy, where the breast would begin to exhibit this behavior, other physical signs would be evident. And, perhaps more importantly, the pregnancy would be evident to this young woman, who would probably not risk a physical transformation of this magnitude, let alone crime fighting, for fear of harm to her unborn child. Less pleasant than the prospect of a young snow baby entering the world is the prospect of a breast infection or abscess. These conditions might make the breast sensitive, cause nipple hardness. However, we can readily and fortunately eliminate these possibilities because look how happy this young woman is. And not only how happy she is, but her body language, the coquettish look over the shoulder, combined with a sort of frolicking hop. The hop itself could have no tactical purpose consistent with this young woman giving a coy glance over her shoulder toward camera, rather than, as is standard practice in a life or death struggle, looking where the fuck she's going. And while we cannot rule out the possibility that she is feigning this flirtatious glance as part of a struggle with stakes so high that they require her to fight through the pain of a breast infection or abscess, in such a case the hop would be unnecessary. We can, therefore, thankfully for us and thankfully for her, eliminate the possibility of the abscess or infection. Few possibilities therefore remain, according to our authoritative source on y-nipples-r-hard. Ovulation could be one possibility, and alas, my deductive skills do not extend to determining on the basis of an illustration whether the illustrated woman is ovulating. However, should ovulation be the culprit here, the proximate cause of this unexpected nipple hardness would be either skin sensitivity, which we have already ruled out, or arousal, which brings us to the final possibility, sexual arousal itself. Having eliminated all the other possibilities through a process that you will no doubt agree was thorough and scientific, we can confirm that sexual arousal is the reason for this nipple's hardness. However, we cannot yet rest. We must remain on the trail, for an inconsistency remains. Why is this superhero or supervillain in the midst of combat and in the midst of using strenuous and dangerous powers? Why in this scenario have her thoughts turned to the allure of physical love? Until we can answer this question, the case will not be solved. Fortunately, all the clues are before us. As I've previously mentioned, this young woman's powers are active. Witness the Kirby crackle around her hand. Not only is her ice form active, but she is activating another power. Is she creating one of the many ice projectiles of which she is capable? I submit that she is not. Her hand is in the wrong position, and recall that creating and hurling an ice projectile is all one action. One's hand would already have to be in a throwing position to throw so quickly. Is she constructing an ice wall? I submit that she could do so effectively only within her line of sight, but her line of sight is directed, curiously, at the viewer, to whom she is directing an expression that is more amorous than frightened. And while one might give such a smug look to a foe that one is encasing in ice, thereby immobilizing him, to use the encase in ice ability, she would have to sacrifice multiple actions, which is inconsistent with this peculiar hopping maneuver that we see. So which sub-power is she activating? The answer is, of course, staring us in the face. Witness the snow behind her. She is using the very first sub-power of Alter Physical Structure Ice to create a snowfall. Note, however, that she is already surrounded by snow. Why is she creating more? Not out of necessity, I submit, but out of preference. I direct your attention once again to the peekaboo knee, to the peekaboo elbow. What purpose could these strange fashion choices serve in crime fighting? None, of course. But the pieces come together when we realize that this woman, and forgive my indelicacy, is a cold fetishist. It's perfectly obvious, upon closer inspection, that this outfit could serve no crime fighting purpose. It is much more like lingerie, and this is consistent with my hypothesis that this young woman is creating a continuous snowfall to maintain a thick snow cover on the ground, upon which she will soon assume a position that will place her bare elbows and knees deep in the cold, cold snow for which she has this bizarre fascination. What we are witnessing in this otherwise inscrutable panel is not superhero action. It is not combat. It is a moment of anticipation before this young ice woman, who is clearly at play, not at work, assumes this position and is, to put it indelicately, plowed. Only one question remains. By whom? You see, it is no coincidence that this panel depicts a young woman looking directly at the viewer. Only now do we realize that this scene is conveyed to us in the first person. We, collectively, as the viewers, stand in the place of the soon-to-be lover that this woman anticipates. Who could he be? She is, after all, made of ice. Any normal person, however attractive, would not be able to withstand the cold that she craves as an ice fetishist. Could it be another superhero, or supervillain for that matter, with ice powers? doubtful. While another hero with an ice form would be able to resist this extreme temperature, their body would also be made of ice. So while they would be suitably cold, they would not be supple enough for the lovemaking that she clearly anticipates. Regardless of her cold fetish, no one wants cunnilingus that feels like being repeatedly bopped with a rocket pop. No, this has to be a creature whose place in the scene we inhabit, just off camera, so to speak, who is both immune to extreme cold temperature, but also made of flesh and blood. A creature who would be at home in this snowy environment. Perhaps a creature who would play into this young woman's winter fantasy. A creature who is just about to take this young superheroine in his cold embrace. Yes, we can now deduce the solution to the case of the pointy nipple. The nipple is pointy because of arousal. Arousal caused by the waiting, yearning, turgid Yeti, who we now know must be standing just off panel. It is his eyes through whom we see this strange vista. This really is a masterwork by the artist. And in the future, when you flip through this page in Heroes Unlimited, I don't want you to think about the naive assumption that this is just a simple mistake by a simple artist. Some horny freelancer who depicted a woman made of ice with hard nipples in the snow, because why would you ever draw a woman without hard nipples? This interpretation might apply to a lesser artist, but not to this genius. When you flip past this page in the future, I want you to think about the logical inevitability of the towering, fully erect Bigfoot just off panel, whom we cannot see, but whom we know exists, thanks to this artist's mastery of both logic and art. For without his impeccable craft, we could never have solved the case of the pointy nipple. Join me next time for an episode that can hardly be weirder than this one on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.